The Long View by Elizabeth Jane Howard, read by Mary Wimbush. Part 1, 1950, Chapter 1. This, then, was the situation. 8 people were to dine that evening in the house at Camden Hill Square. Mrs. Fleming had arranged the party. It was the kind of unoriginal thought expected of her, and she sank obediently to the occasion to celebrate her son's engagement to June Stoker. The guests were asked at 7:45 for 8. On arrival, the men would be politely wrenched from their overcoats, their hats, umbrellas, evening papers, and any other more personal outdoor effects by the invaluable Dorothy, until, reduced to the uniformity of their dinner jackets, they would be encouraged to ascend the steep, curving staircase to the drawing-room. The women must climb to Mrs. Fleming's bedroom on the second floor, where she would afterwards find strange powder spilled on her dressing-table, mysterious hairs of no colour she associated with the heads of her guests caught in her ivory comb, and a composite smell of unremarkable scents. When the women had confirmed before Mrs. Fleming's mirror whatever they had thought a little while earlier of themselves before their own, when one of them perhaps had made public some small disparaging discovery about her appearance, and heard it indifferently denied, they would troop cautiously down the stairs. It was easy to tread on one another's skirts round the sharp, vertiginous corners, to the drawing-room, where they would find the men drinking and eating glazed, dazed little pieces of food. June Stoker would be introduced to a company which had otherwise long ceased to discover anything about themselves likely to increase either their animation or their intimacy, and her immediate future with Julian.